We are Hits 96. Gino D here with you. We're in the middle of another session of Let's Talk Dating with Brock Olson. And Brock Brad wrote in, kind of different, not so much a dating scenario, but he is looking for your insight here on what your theories are regarding the characteristics of men and women that may be prone to infidelity. I think cheating is one of those biggest worries when it comes to new relationships and dating. So what are those insights, Brock?
Sure. Yeah. And Brad, I was saying, thank you so much for writing this in, man. I really appreciate your willingness to look and dissect and pay attention to patterns, because patterns are a really big part in being able to identify if someone who you're going to try to invest in is going to be a safe bet. We're constantly trying to assess that. What is safe? What is not? Now, I will start with this. People cheat for so many reasons. So I could give you probably 50 patterns that you could be looking out for. I'm just going to give you a couple. One of the things is something that you highlighted, which is somebody who has a high turnover rate of things that should have a little bit of significant value, intrinsic value. If they are showing that they don't get attached to things, that can either be a good thing or a bad thing. You know, someone who's constantly flipping cars, like they don't keep cars for very long. Sometimes that's just what they want to do. They just want to have new cars. They want to have those types of experiences. Doesn't necessarily mean that's going to translate into their relationships. We do, however, need to maybe ask, how long have you had your friendships? That's, I think, a more accurate theory if you want to apply that assessment, is how long have you had friendships? How long have your relationships been? Another thing is seeing what their environment is kind of like, look at their friends. Are their friends people who don't really value relationships, or have their friends been in really bad relationships? Have their friends been cheating? That's a really, really big one. The other is, of course, like I said, seeing if they've been in significant relationships. See if they've cheated in the past. See if they've been cheated on in the past, because there's obviously going to be some trauma that's there. Maybe it's numbed them a little bit and they don't see the big issue with it. So those are just a couple of patterns. But one of the biggest things that we need to take away from people who cheat, like I said, people do it for all different types of reasons. There is not going to always be a pattern. Sometimes there are undercover patterns that it's very difficult for the person who's dating somebody who's going to cheat to ever pick up. And I'm working with a client, in fact, that cheated on his girlfriend of 8 years. He was cheating on an emotional level, and he didn't even know why he was doing it. So you can't always predict the patterns. Mm-hmm. And I mean, through work with him, he found out that he had a need to feel validated, and he wasn't getting that in his relationship. So if you want to look at patterns, always look at yourself first. Look at the relationship that you're capable of cultivating, and make sure that you are creating a space that's safe for you to have your partner come to you whenever they don't have their needs being met. Always be asking, how can I love you better? Yeah,
that's... Yeah, I think you kind of unlocked something in my brain too, talking about your example there, mm-hmm. is the definition of cheating. Mm-hmm. I think the emotional cheating, mm-hmm. physical cheating, I think sure. is the one that everybody kind of goes to, but there's mm-hmm. so many different ways. So I guess in your definition, what is cheating, or how do you define that? And yeah. for your opinion right now, of course, it mm-hmm. could be different depending on the relationship.
Sure. So I think of cheating as two things. Is it a behavior that if your partner saw you doing, that they would have an issue with? And is it a behavior that if you saw your partner doing, you would have an issue with? That, in my opinion, is cheating. And cheating can encompass so many things. There's so many forms of like micro cheating.
Can get gray real quick.
It really can, and it goes back to what I was saying, where you need to just make sure that the relationship that you're cultivating, that you're meeting the needs of your partner, because the last thing you want is to be cheated on. First of all, no one wants to be cheated on, but then to be like, how did I not recognize my partner was starving in some area of the relationship? That haunts you. It just does. So Brad, I really appreciate this question. It was a really,
yeah,
really good
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. That's great. And that's the type of stuff we're looking for here. Of course, the dating scenarios are fun, sure. and those, you know, put yourself in my shoes type things, but we can bring up a topic and really sink our teeth into it. It's worthwhile. So yes, thank you, Brad, for writing in. Anyone out there, please send the topics our way. We're happy to discuss them right here on the radio. And Brock's always looking to go into more too. Make sure you follow him on social media and check everything out that he offers at brockolson.com. Thank you, Brock, for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.